Our dear friend Marianne Combs is here from NPR News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
You know, it's a week out. It's more than a week out from Valentine's Day.
Yes.
But I decided I need to help people now because it's sort of like Christmas when people do all their shopping on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, planning is important, actually.
Nothing good can happen when you start your shopping on Christmas Eve. So same thing with Valentine's Day. I've got my little my plans here. I've got a little guide to help you navigate Valentine's Day.
All right, hit
First recommendation, don't go out to dinner on Valentine's Day.
Well, yeah, unless you made reservations about
three weeks
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I'm just thinking, you know, Valentine's Day is for staying home and making whoopee. So I just think...
Well, all right then.
Are these activities to inspire the whoopee here?
There are no whoopee cushions, if that's what you
okay,
mean.
Okay, all right.
But here, so there, people have different ways of showing their love for each other. There are different languages of love as they talk about them. There's people who like to express their love verbally. They say, I love you all the time. Or like, oh, honey, thank you so much. That was so wonderful of you. They're really good at the expressing verbally. There are other people who show their love through actions. They're the ones who like do the dishes without ever being asked. Mm-hmm. And they're just like, you know, oh, I took care of something for you. And I, you know, walked the kids, the dogs, the kids.
I walked the kids. Sometimes the kids need to be walked.
Can you tell I'm not
a lot of energy?
Oh, and then there are those people who like give gifts, and you know, they show their love through gifts. So, okay, I got something for each of you. First, the verbal expressives, the one who love to show their love through word, through song, etc. There's the Love Show with Kevin Kling, Simone Perrin.
Right.
And Dan Chouinard and Claudia Schmidt and Prudence Johnson, they've got a great combination of stories, of music. You're going to hear love stories. You're going to hear love songs, all sorts of expressions of love going on. And they have three performances. One is on February 8th. See why I'm talking about this a week ahead of time?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the O'Shaughnessy, as well as the following weekend, they've got shows at Paramount Theater in St. Cloud. They've got another show in Zumbrota. So, but in St. Paul at the O'Shaughnessy Auditorium on February 8th. The Love Show for those verbal expressives. Okay, say you want to show your love through action. There is nothing that conveys love more than red hot throbbing metal.
Ooh. Ooh.
So, sure.
Franconia Sculpture Park offers the Valentine's Mold Making Workshop. I've done one of these workshops before. Say you can go out there with your love and. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, go out there with your love.
So we go out there with your love, and you can like put your names, carve them together in this mold and in the shape of a heart, and have like and have it formed into metal, like an iron piece sculpture that has your love together forged.
Really?
And you know that thing
in the shape of a heart, you can really do that?
Yeah, you can. You get to carve it in the shape you want, and then you can do you know, flowers or whatever that represents your love. You could carve your names in there, have that forged at, you know, how many thousands of degrees, and then, you know, nothing's going to destroy that thing until like the earth flies into the sun. That is how strong it
is. That
is
how strong my love is. Man, I am in the mood now. Franconia Sculpture Park.
So that's going on.
Okay.
And we've got that this week on weekend, the 8th and the 9th. The workshops are from noon to 3 and from 4 to 7. And so you got to go there, hang out, talk about your love as you work on this carving, then watch it just like get heated up. The molten lava poured into it, and it just becomes this amazing thing.
Uh-huh. That's awesome.
So there's
We're
your love right
roll.
There. Okay. So third one, gifts. People love to give gifts.
Sure
now,
they do.
There are the tried and true gifts, but here's my pitch for this year. Buy local from local artists. We have so many amazing local artists in the Twin Cities. You do not need to buy something made in China or that was made in Hershey's, Pennsylvania.
Sure.
You have amazing local chocolatiers that work here in the Twin Cities. You've got St. Croix Chocolates. You've got B.T. McElrath. You've got Chocolate Celeste. You have Just Truffles. You have all these different chocolatiers making chocolate in the Twin Cities. So you can do that locally if you want to do the chocolate route. Or get a work of art by a local artist. We have the Grand Hand Gallery in St. Paul, the Artist Mercantile downtown in St. Paul, and over in Minneapolis, you've got so many places. There's I Like You over in Northeast. You have you have the Northern Clay Center if you want to pick up some, you know, nicely fired mugs or, you know, something just to have around for daily reminders of your love. All sorts of things that you can get just by going around and shopping from a local artist and by supporting the local art scene at the same time. In fact, tonight, First Thursday in the Arts District in Northeast Minneapolis, you have all sorts of open studios tonight. Casket Building, Northrop King.
Wait a minute. Casket Building? What is that again? I know what that is. Oh, the Casket Building.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that maybe it was like romantic casket building class. That's what I thought it was for just a second. I'm sorry.
I love till you till death do us do part.
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Sorry, just a second.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, you got lots of options to go out there and get something beautiful, singular, and that expresses your love perfectly to the person you're giving it to, and supporting the local artist at the same time.
Marianne, you are so inspiring.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you so much for these awful. These awesome
awfully,
options.
Awfully awesome.
Awfully awesome options. Seriously. Now, I don't know what you're going to do because you're going to have to top yourself next week.
Oh.
So you've got your work cut out for yourselves. But I tell you what, the planning, now we're in the planning stages
for Valentine's
Day.
It's all about the love.
It's all about the love.
More love is better.
More love is better.
It's why we're here.
Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog at NPR News, joins us every Thursday morning for the Weekend's Out Roundup.
Just a heads up, tomorrow on the blog, I will put together a finer list of where you can shop locally to support local artists for Valentine's Day.
Thank you, Marianne.
You bet.
We love you.
I love you, too. I love you so, and it gives me such a thrill.